With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
I don't know what it is about you, but whenever I talk to you, I get a massive smile on my face. Shalom, Andrea, chag sameach to you.
I have to just put these earphones on. I couldn't stand that David Bowie. What was that?
Oh, really? Oh, gosh, I thought it was from your errant youth and Woodstock and all that stuff. No?
No, but you know what? The only reason I could think about playing David Bowie is because he did that Major Tom song, right? Wasn't that David Bowie?
Yes.
And I keep thinking about the head. I have his name in here somewhere. The head, the former head of the Jewish, the Israeli aeronautics, the space program.
The Meshuggah man who's in contact, is in contact with the galactic, anti-nuclear power. I mean, the man is completely bananas, is he not?
Well, I don't know if he's bananas or not, but I know that most of the aliens he's talking about live in my neighborhood. So.
Andrea, honestly, I saw this article last night and I sent it to Rolene and I said, really? I mean, you know, you can't dismiss this man because he's not just some arbitrary old quack.
But did you read what he said? He said he doesn't have to lie. His life is done. His legacy is left. He doesn't have to defend himself. So he's going to tell the truth. I love him.
I don't know what to do with him, to tell you the truth. And I can't dismiss him as easily as I can other crackpots because he's got a track record. But listen, Andrea, normally I know where you're going. Your topics generally give me some indication. Today you've got me completely flummoxed. Hanukkah 2020, what is the point? I don't know. You tell me.
Okay. No point. Bye. No.
All right. Now the real answer.
I have to jump in here once. I remember, you know, like I think, Simon, I have a feeling that you probably did high school theater. You did some theater. Am I right?
Yeah.
We all did. We were all members of the thespian societies. And I remember hearing once that, and you know, we would have the backstage jokes, the jokes that we said, if the audience would ever see, we would like fall on our faces. And they were doing the miracle worker. Remember the miracle, the Helen Keller story. And they would joke around backstage with an opening night and the guy who played the doctor looks into the crib. It's the opening scene. And he looks at little baby Helen. Uh-huh. And he gets all nervous and he makes the same joke that they made when they were backstage and he looked in the crib and he went, she's dead.
Oh, God. Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. That's
sort of like no point. No. Okay. So Hanukkah, I opened up. I wanted to tell you that so many people I know, look, even with COVID, I know that the malls around South Africa are decorated for Christmas, right?
Sure.
Christmas time. It is so nice. It is so, and we used to go around and say who had the nicest trees, the less nice trees. But you know, there are still people who think that Hanukkah is the flip side. It's the Jewish Christmas.
Christmas, correct. Yeah.
And you know, the only connection is that they both fall in Kislev. All right. There is no connection to Christmas. And I kept seeing, how do you share the idea of Hanukkah? What is Hanukkah? Why did I grow up embarrassed that my Hanukkah wasn't as much fun as Christmas when it had nothing to do? If you want to celebrate Christmas, go do Christmas, but don't try to tie them up together. And then it came to my understanding. I was going through all of my notes. Hanukkah is the holiday of hope. If ever there was a celebration about hope, this is the holiday. You know, there is not an ancient civilization. There is no remnant of any civilization except for these tenacious, crazy Jews that remain alive. They came, they fell. They tried to destroy us. You know, there was a war, let's eat. But they tried to destroy us. What's the whole point about the oil and the light? And the idea is, well, you know what? So even a school child says, oh, they found the oil and the miracle was it burned for 8 days and 8 nights. And I would have to say, well, you know, is that really a miracle? Certainly maybe 7 days and 7 nights. The first time it wasn't a miracle. It was designed to last for a day. But the fact that they found any oil at all, and that they even knew to, you know, it was timing. They even knew to look. They were in the rubble. It was sad. They found it. It is just like Jews. Even amongst the rubble, we rise up. We don't weep. We rebuild. We refuse to accept defeat. We are the people of hope, and that no power on earth, even on our bleakest days, nobody can destroy us, Simon. And that has nothing to do with the other non-Jewish Chagim. Hanukkah could be Hanukkah in May. It could be Hanukkah in January. It could be Hanukkah any time. The fact is, the only correlation is that it falls in December. And one more point I do want to make about this. How did they try to destroy us? They were much more clever, Alexander the Great. He was much more clever even than Hitler. He was more clever than the masters of the Inquisition. They wanted to extinguish us, burn us, eradicate us.
Yeah.
But they understood, there will always be somebody. Victims are very popular. But if you take the Torah and you put it on the same shelf in the library as the Quran, as the Bhagavad Gita, as the New Testament, and you say, take your choice. It's fun. It's all the same. It's the brotherhood of man. That's how you erase Jews and how you extinguish their lights. So here, one other thing. You like my one other, my one other, my one other? I'm going to ask you a question, Simon. Mm-hmm. Hanukkah is tonight and it's also tomorrow night. Yes. What if you didn't get paid from Chai FM and you don't have enough money to buy both a Hanukkah candle and a Shabbos candle? What candle do you buy? What's most
Shabbos
important?
Shabbos candle, I would imagine.
It is the Shabbos candle. And I'll tell you why. Hanukkah is critical. Hanukkah is important. But it is a celebration of victory in battle. Shabbos, Shabbos is a holiday of peace. It celebrates the value of the home over the battlefield. Marriage more than the military. Children more than generals. Peace in our home. It celebrates the heroes of those of us who celebrate year after year. 2020 has been an interesting year. As my daughter Gabrielle would say, it's been complicated. Okay?
Yeah, that's an understatement, yep.
But Hanukkah reminds us that we are the people of hope. There's no despair with Jews. No despair. So tonight, light the candles. It's the only exercise where you take from something else and you actually multiply it. Usually you take strength from somebody else. You take a kidney, you deplete the donor. Not so much with light. You take light and it grows and it grows and it grows. So everybody, please make it public. Let it shine. I mean, you got those big gates there, but pretend you could see the street in Joburg. And everybody, light, because that's who we are, the people of light, the people of hope, and the people of eternal celebration. Mamash, we are the Ne'er Tamid.
Andrea Simontov, as always, thank you so very much to you and your family. Chag Hanukkah Sameach. And it's summer holidays. I'll be back with you in the last week of Jan, I think.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. Remember, that is what I am seeing from my Jerusalem window. Okay.
I do indeed. Sending love and thank you one more time.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, my friends.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.